We are joined now by Kevin Daly. He's the an investigative reporter. He's the legal correspondent for the Daily Caller News Foundation. And Kevin, you've been tracking this travel ban that finally took place last night. It finally went into effect. Have we seen any drama yet in the hours that this thing's been in effect?
Hey, good morning, Vince. Good morning, Mary. Not so much. The implementation of the second executive order has not at all tracked the implementation of the first executive order on refugees and migrants. It took effect at 8 o'clock last night. We have not seen the kind of chaos at airports that marked implementation of the first order. There has been some litigation connected to the scope of the exemptions the Supreme Court established earlier this week in its ruling on the travel ban, but we have not seen the sort of chaos and rapid-fire litigation that attended the implementation of the first order.
Why do you have a sense of why that is, why we didn't see 1,000 lawyers rush to Dulles Airport yesterday?
Sure. So in the first place, the State Department issued very clear guidance as to who might qualify for an exception to the travel ban. So because of that, there hasn't been very much to litigate. But in the second place, the Supreme Court's decision on Monday, I think, is best described by the term temperature cooling. They issued a straightforward, sober opinion, and they did so per curiam. That is to say that they did not sign their opinion. And in doing so, they wanted to make clear that in this heated political time, they were speaking as an institution, and that as an institution, their message was one of prudence and an appeal to calmer heads. And I think that a lot of the lower federal courts have taken that very seriously.
We see Hawaii, of course, jumping to clarify is what they want on the relatives who are allowed and who are not allowed. The big brouhaha
right.
Seems to be grandparents, grandchildren, you know, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, and on and on and on. This really is restricted to just immediate family, correct?
Yeah, so to the extent that there will be any litigation around this order, it will concern the scope of exemptions from the travel ban, and it does have to do with family members who will be allowed to come into the country while the travel ban is in effect. So intimate relations like parents, children, and now fiancés will be exempt from the travel ban, but more distant relations, including aunts, uncles, cousins, and even grandparents, according to the State Department, will not be allowed to enter the country. The scope of that guidance is being challenged, as you say, by Hawaii's Attorney General Doug Chin and former Solicitor General Neil Katyal, who's one of the most prominent members of the Washington Bar. But I don't think we're going to get a ruling in that litigation until next week.
Gotcha. So the original ban was scheduled to last for, 90 days, right? It was supposed to be a moratorium
right.
that they were going to use to establish what their vetting processes were. Has that countdown timer began at the moment of the Supreme Court's decision, or are we waiting further indications from the Supreme Court before it officially begins?
So the 90-day period began last night at 8 o'clock. That was actually the product of a slight revision that the administration made earlier this month to the executive order as a response to all of the injunctions that had been issued by lower courts.
Okay. Gotcha.
See, and I was listening to people saying, a woman on the news saying that, I'm getting married, and I'm so worried because my grandparents can't come, this one can't come, that. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, well, if President Trump had allowed to have this temporary ban in place when he wanted it to, this wouldn't even be a concern right now because it would be over already.
And who wants to go to a destination wedding? If you're in Somalia, why are you, traveling thousands of miles away? That's pretty inconvenient. You're going to kill your grandma. What are you doing?
What are they doing during this time? So we have the temporary ban. What does this accomplish? What does this allow the administration to do now?
Well, I would just like to make one point as to this issue that you raised. The administration also can grant waivers on a case-by-case basis in case visa applicants present some sort of scenario like that to a consular officer. So the odds of a person in the scenarios that you describe being denied entry are actually quite low. In terms of practical effects, is that your question?
Well, I just want to know very quickly, what are they going to do during these 90 days?
Oh, sure. So they'll be reassessing our vetting procedures, and they'll be preparing a series of reports for several cabinet officers and for the president as to what measures, if any, can be taken to improve our vetting procedures for refugees and migrants.
All right, well, the clock has started. Let's see if they can do something. Kevin Daly, thanks for bringing some real details to this for us, and I think making our audience a little bit smarter this morning. I appreciate that, sir.
Hey, great to be with you guys.